Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hi there.
Say something nice to me.
Nice? You want me to say something nice?
Why should I do that?
Listen, buddy, it is National Compliment Day.
It's National Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day.
You're not that ugly.
Try again.
You're not fat. You're big bone.
You're not good at this.
You're not good at this.
Here, listen to these words.
Listen to this.
Your smile.
It brightens up the room.
You're the most beautiful, most amazing woman ever.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Now, that's a compliment.
Okay, my friend.
That's a compliment.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2270. 2270 on a Monday at about 6:10, National Compliment Day, and you both look fabulous.
I as well. You as well.
You look good. Thank you.
Jeez,
thank you.
I know.
Everybody survived the Tool concert?
Yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
Morty. Morty was there. Yesterday, he didn't do anything because he had so much fun.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not loud. They're not, they're loud, but I mean, it's not like...
Loud.
Deaf loud.
Quite the visual experience.
Yeah. My eyes, if anything, needed a rest.
Morty's got that emoji with the little, little twisted eyes today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they rocked.
It was an experience,
so cool.
Too.
My daughter, Kelly, went there. She goes, well, it's not my cup of tea, but her husband, David, likes the band, so we're going.
Okay.
That's why we had the grandkids.
Oh, that's right. Did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she goes, it was fun. It was,
okay.
Just wild.
Yeah, lots of people went that you never expected to go. Think that, I think not your daughter, but, I see people out there. It's like, well, since when?
Yeah.
Since when?
Never knew.
I didn't know that either. Jeez, who's that?
Well, hopefully everybody had a good weekend. National Compliment Day.
It is.
Today, so compliment somebody.
Your skin is looking very healthy, Mike.
Thank you.
Very healthy.
Thank you. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid-60s. Got about 44 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, ding, ding, ding. It is officially tax season as of today.
Oh, boy.
So I know. Yay. It's like pumpkin spice latte season, only it's gross. So today is the day, and just so you know, in case you are filing your own taxes, you got the 1040EZ, you can actually do it right through the IRS. It is free. You can do it through them, and hopefully won't be too much of a headache. They say it might be a little bit of a headache this year, just period, because of a lot of things going on. IRS, of course, has a shortage of employees, because I know that's a beautiful job and anyone would love to have it, but they do also have a shortage of employees, so it might be a little slower moving this season, so bear that in mind. This is in the news because, of course, people are getting now free COVID tests through the government. A study at Vanderbilt University found that at-home tests tend to be more accurate if you take them in the afternoon, less accurate morning and night. They think it's because more virus particles are released into your blood and mucus as the day moves on. So keep that in mind if you have to do a home test. And when you do get those, everybody, if you put in for those, should be getting some of them in the mail shortly. And a new study just linked, we'll have an excuse now, unwanted body fat, excess body fat, to our grandparents' smoking habits. Grandfathers specifically, who started smoking early in life, they found you're more likely to be overweight if that was the case. So, if grandpa started smoking at 12, 13, 14, that might be a problem if you have a little excess body weight. That's what I'm going to blame it on.
Yeah.
I don't remember my grandfather smoking, but that's what I'm going to blame it on.
Thanks, Papa.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you smoked, I have all this unwanted fat.
Yes, exactly.
I've never known anybody to have wanted fat.
Yes, I know. That's why it's called fat, okay? Yeah, it's not called something else. This is insulation. That's what I call it, kids, huh? So, yes, just in case, look back on your family history. Will it help? Not really. Uh-uh. You'll just have to work a little bit harder. It is Monday again. few things you should know.
Carl, I was thinking about playing some of the end of the games, the highlights from the playoff games, but where do you even start? Where do you start? How many other people just, you watched it because it was that exciting?
These were some of the best games of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, they were really good. I think everybody agrees with that one. I don't know if your team won or lost, but they were great games.
I know I can say with the Packers out now, the Bears had a winning season.
So did the Lions. I'm so glad. So glad they're out. Sorry, Chiefs heads.
You can debate us as long as you want.
Yeah, please. I don't have to hear you people anymore.
And
either.
Tom Brady is out.
I kind of felt bad for him, actually. I mean, he had a rough game. He got, there were some plays that maybe shouldn't have been called. His lip was split. He was bleeding.
And other fans, of course, wah.
I know. Poor Tim. I got to say, because he's so composed, I love when he loses his temper. I love it.
Once in a while.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you're a human being. I love it. He's just yelling, he's swearing.
I mean, both on Saturday and on Sunday.
I did
the
feel.
The games were just awesome.
Listen, and I know we have a lot of Buffalo fans, a lot of people from Buffalo out there listening, and I feel for you. I really did want to see them. God, can they just. And they catch a break.
Just when you thought they were in.
They're out. Boom. I know. And nobody, you know what? That game, like Morty and I were talking earlier, that was, they won the coin toss. They won because of the coin toss.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they just did. I don't like the way they do overtime, though.
I've heard both pros and cons about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a tough way to lose a ball game, especially a playoff game.
I just think whatever. Who cares what I think? But
and look at the Bengals who beat the Raiders. Raiders. They continue on.
The Bengals?
The Bengals.
I know. He got a little cocky, didn't he?
Joe Burrow. Smoking the cigar.
I know. Settle down.
Get used to it. So, yeah, I don't even know where to begin. But we do have all week long $50 gift cards, Sinclair Visa gift cards to give away. All you have to do is watch Superman and Lois every Tuesday night. Here you go. Here's your shot to win. First thing, right off the bat this morning.
Yeah, and I'm doing this because this is a conversation we have every single morning in here. What was that show with the guy who was in the, he was in the thing?
Yeah.
You know, with that girl from that other show, that thing. That. So here you go.
And we're all Googling going, yes. Okay.
Who is that? Is that it? No. Oh, but I saw that one. That was good. So here you go. A synopsis of a pretty popular TV show I will give to you. You guess the show, we will hook you up with that $50 gift card.
How easy.
Okay. A guy tells his young kids about all the women that he slept with before meeting their mom. And then when she dies, he sleeps with his best friend who he was in love with anyhow again.
Again.
Yes.
All right, that's the synopsis of the show.
Yes, guy tells his young kids about all the women he slept with before meeting their mom. And then when she dies, he ends up sleeping with his best friend, who he was in love with all along anyhow, again.
Name the TV show. Ninth caller, starting with caller number 972-739-9636. You are a winner. Can you name the TV show Carla is describing?
Is it How I Met Your Mother?
Yes. Good job, Brooks. Yeah, that was basically the show in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Tells his kids about all the women he slept with before he met their mom. Very quickly met their mom, by the way. When she dies, sleeps with his best friend, who he was in love with anyhow.
And how long was that show on for?
It was on for, what was it?
Years.
Like 7 or 8 seasons, yeah. I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brooks, you got the $50 Visa gift card from the CW. Just don't forget to watch Superman and Lois each Tuesday night. But if you don't mind, hang on. We'll tell you how to pick up your Visa gift card. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
We'll do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
with football all weekend long. Yeah. You know, I was jonesing for a VGK game.
Right.
They won last week, and now they're not on the ice until tonight. Didn't play all weekend long. So they are back east in D.C., take on the Capitals, and they will drop the puck at 4 o'clock, which is nice.
Okay, that's awfully nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So you can watch the whole game if you get up bright and early with us. So let's see what happens. Go Knights, go. Channel 3 weather, sunshine today with the highs in the mid-60s. It's going to be like that all week long, so it's going to be nice, and hopefully it will stay like that right through next weekend. Over the weekend, of course, everybody reminiscing about their memories, Meatloaf and his soundtrack to what a lot of relationships went through.
Right.
So we're listening and on the radio, and of course, 2 out of 3, Ain't Bad, comes up.
Right.
And my wife, Jody, goes, oh, that's what the song is. That's what 2 out of 3 is.
Right.
I want you, I need you, but I'm never going to love you.
Right.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Right.
I said, yeah, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
got it.
I said, did you never know that? And she goes, no.
Oh, Mr. Know-It-All. Did you
well,
never?
Yeah, no, right. I'm the big musical expert.
Yes, I know.
I mean, that one's pretty easy.
I get, and you're right. I get sometimes with songs you don't, you know, like we were talking off the air about the fact that sometimes in the cadence of a song, the way a song is phrased, you don't quite get the gist of it all the time. But that one was kind of, you know.
She goes, I've had the album since high school.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this girl that I went to high school with, I was over at her house. I guess I borrowed the album, but I never gave it back.
Oh, okay.
I said, did she know you borrowed the album? And she goes, I don't know, but I'm on Facebook with her. Maybe I should reach out and say, do you still have the album? She goes, no.
Well,
then don't bring it up.
Let's not even talk about that. Please.
Has that happened to you where somebody...
Oh, please. Michelle, if you're out there, I don't know, 2-3 years after I graduated from high school, my friend Michelle says, oh, I'm dating so-and-so. I said, I think I went to high school with him. I didn't know him, but I think, oh, my God, let me see your yearbook. I want to see his picture. This is in college, so I brought it over. And fine, you know, here it is, and she still has my yearbook. So she still has my yearbook. To this day, I hope she does. I haven't seen her in, like, I don't know, 30 years.
Are you on Facebook with her?
No, I've looked for her, too. I don't know.
Just to get your yearbook
back. I know she's married. Yeah. Michelle Small, if you're out there, I know you still have my yearbook.
Or anybody from Reno listening on the free app.
Yes. Yeah, I think his name was David. How do I remember all this? But I don't know. You asked me about the weekend.
But you couldn't remember to take your yearbook from her house when you left.
No, she moved in between.
Oh, jeez.
And then because she lived here, then she was somewhere. I don't even know, but she has my and it was like my sophomore yearbook.
Other people listening this morning, has that happened to you? Maybe you were the person that kept this or that.
Yeah.
Or... You're like, Carly, you went over to a house with a book or an album or whatever, tools, stuff like that.
Yeah. I love you, Michelle, if you're listening. Anybody else who knows Michelle, beautiful too. Michelle, just beautiful.
I want my yearbook back.
Yes, I do. I do. I'm not it's not complete.
Right.
Freshman, junior, senior.
That's it. Sophomore.
Hello?
Doesn't even exist.
No, my year doesn't exist.
All right. 702-739-9636. Have you been in that? Are you in that situation now? Maybe we help reach out. Maybe we track down Michelle Small.
Yeah, Michelle Small. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, text or call if you're in that situation. But yeah, Jody, I said, if you don't have the album, don't even dig that up. You don't want the girl to go,
don't tell her. Oh, thanks a lot, Jody.
You were the little witch that took my favorite album.
Yeah,
from my house.
Exactly.
I had mentioned that my wife, Jody, never knew what the song 2 out of 3 by Meatloaf meant.
Right.
What the meaning behind the song was. She had the album since high school. In fact, she told the story to me that she went over to her girlfriend's house and, quote, air quote, kind of borrowed it.
Right.
But never gave it back. And she goes, I don't know why I didn't give it back. It's not like I stole it or ripped it off.
Well, right.
Just
right.
Like you.
Yeah.
What happened to you where you went to a girl's house, girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
With your sophomore yearbook.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened, but.
I just never got it back.
You left without it and never got it back.
Yes, that's exactly it. She didn't steal it. Nothing like that at all.
Now you would have thought.
Get it back. That she might have said, I have Carla's yearbook.
And my wife Jody is on Facebook with this girl that she, quote, borrowed the album from.
Right. Oh.
I said, well, if you don't have it, there's no reason to bring it up.
Well, that's true.
But Michelle, is it Michelle?
Michelle Small. Yeah, yeah. I at the time, I don't know what her married name is, you know, or if she was. I'm assuming she was.
Maybe we do. Well, I never got my Letterman jacket back from KLUC, but.
Yeah, but you sold that, right? I mean, you put it in a garage. But maybe somebody. I know, you keep bringing it up. It's funny because one of our listeners wrote in, Daniel said, my varsity jacket. A girlfriend of mine used to wear it. He said she didn't take it or anything like that. I just never got it back. And I took regionals in wrestling in 94.
That would be nice to have.
But yes.
I took regionals.
Yes, I took regionals. That's right. Marianne said you can't just lend people things, Carla. You gotta make a blank form saying I, Carla, lend blank to you with the, no. She was just looking at my yearbook. I didn't have to do a contract.
It's not like she asked you to borrow it.
No, I was like 20 or 21 or something.
Hey, bring it over. I want to look at it because I think I dated a guy in your class.
Right. Well, I would imagine you guys with whatever tools, things like that, you don't get them back. One of our listeners actually wrote that. I let my neighbor borrow my power drill about 11 years ago and I never got it back.
Well, that's why you label them.
Well, that's just it. I mean, apparently you have to label everything, but is a yearbook labeled enough? Hi, Carla. My favorite yearbook, too.
And then we talked about you could probably buy it again to fill out the, like you said, I have my freshman, junior, senior.
Right. Yes, and I don't know.
It wouldn't have all the signatures and stories and all. It would just be blank.
That's just it. And Tim O'Brien, he went through on every single page and drew a teeny weeny Carla, a stick Carla on every single page.
So when you flip the pages?
Yeah, it wasn't a flip book, but kind of. You had to find it.
Here's Carla walking through her sophomore year.
That was it. He'd put me in this. He put me on like the diving board of the swim team. He put me, I know.
I don't know. Maybe we figure out a way to reach out to Michelle or if somebody knows her.
Somebody has to hear.
Out of the Reno area.
You know what's going to happen? She's not going to have it. I'm sure she's going to be like,
you're still looking for
it? Really? I thought I gave that back to you. Who was I dating? I don't know. A guy named David.
It won't make sense to her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I know.
Channel 3 weather. Well, somebody paid him for this, I guess, because it looks awesome outside right now. Sunshine was a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-60s today, tomorrow, and hopefully all throughout the week. Got about 45 now. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Space Entertainment Enterprise going to launch a film and TV studio along with a sports arena into space, into orbit. They hope to have it up there by late 2024. Company is also co-producing there's a Tom Cruise movie that will be shot partly in space. Hasn't he been working in space for a long time? I mean,
because we have nothing else to work on here.
Yeah, I know. No, we're shooting that into space. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait, what? Okay, but they have space stations out there. So, all right, I guess there's going to be a whole studio up there and a sports arena. Yeah. How much are those tickets going to be? Great. I can't afford the tickets right here on land.
To go see Adele.
Yeah. Yes. In space. That's just great. And the Raiders in space.
Right.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. What will those season tickets be?
Everybody in their space suit.
Yeah, that's right. Floating. Come back. Dude, you missed a good play. Arnold Schwarzenegger involved in a multi-car crash in L.A. on Friday. He was wearing his seatbelt. He was okay. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Phew.
Yes, that's right. I'm glad he is okay. Everybody is okay. Pete Davidson, this is kind of cool. Pete Davidson and Colin Jost, they now own a decommissioned Staten Island ferry that was named after John F. Kennedy. They're going to team up with a comedy club owner, and they're going to reopen the ferry as an entertainment venue. Comedy club, music, the whole bit. I think that's really, really cool.
So you just
cool.
float down the river.
Cool. And... yep, those ferries are awesome. Betty White, her last video has been posted, and I want you to hear it. It is kind of sad, of course. Not sounding great, but this was her last video.
I just want to thank you all for your love and support over the years. Thank you so much. And stick around.
Stick around.
Don't tease us, Betty. I'm glad they posted it after because people would have been waiting. Is she doing another movie?
I guess I hadn't heard her speak in
years.
Yeah,
it's been a while. It had been a while.
I don't know why I expected her to sound just the way she always sounded.
Sue Ann Niven. Yes, right.
But she was 99 years old.
Yeah, she was 99 years old. She was literally moments away from 100. So, yeah, she might have sounded a little rough. But by God, she did that last video before she passed away. Good for her. Adele, her last minute postponement of that residency here. Fans all over the place. You know, they're saying there's a lot more to that. I mean, I guess that there were arguments with set designers and things like that. But she did do some things over the weekend. She called some fans. She FaceTimed with fans.
Yeah.
Did a little pop-up thing. And there was one guy I saw earlier on CNN actually talking about it who had a great attitude. It was like, this was even cooler than seeing her in concert. And hopefully we see her next time, you know, when she does with her post-moment dates.
We've run out of time, and I'm so upset, and I'm really embarrassed, and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again.
Yeah.
Is that what she said to
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah. Yes, she did. Okay. She did. Carl, I'm so upset. I'm pissed off, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. I can't do it. And Barry Manilow and his songwriting partner, they were in New York at a restaurant when fans got up and started singing Copacabana, formed a conga line going through the restaurant. Yes. People said it was insane.
Uh-huh.
Everybody dropped their pasta and meatballs to form a conga line, snaked through the restaurant, and then arrived at their table. I'm sure they were thrilled, but they said he was cracking up. Now, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in the restaurant. He did not get up and dance.
No?
Come on, loosen up. Loosen up, Jersey boy.
Her name was Lola.
Yeah, there you go. Conga. Come here, Morty.
Can you imagine? I just, through the whole building.
Yes, exactly.
All three of us.
I know. We're just having dinner. But it's Barry.
I just ordered the tiramisu.
Yes, exactly.
Is that on its way?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can I? All right, then I'll get up. That is my take for now. You miss anything, you can stay caught up on our website. Podcast, that's where you go. 96.3KKLZ.com.
Carla, this is why you don't let your kids play with your phone.
Oh, boy.
New Jersey toddler accidentally bought his entire family almost $2,000 worth of furniture from Walmart.
Oh, jeez.
While playing on his parents' phone.
Oh, God.
Kid's only 22 months old. Here are the parents talking about it.
He just went to the cart and whatever was there, boom. He just picked and just see all the payment was went through. And we called him, can you please cancel? They said, no, it's already delivered.
The first person came with the box and he put next to the door. The second person came, then first step, then second step, then third. Oh my God, what is this? And it was a queue.
Can you imagine just people delivering boxes and boxes? Can you stop?
Just piling up.
No, I can't. It's
who did this?
Jeez. Are you this person and that person?
Yeah. Well, yes, I am.
Well, guess what? I can't stop.
I didn't order. I don't. When did. Honey, who ordered this?
22 months old.
Oh, my God.
Orders over $2,000.
Have you seen? Is it Apple? I think it's the Apple commercial where the kid drops the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then is just running around the house, and it shows the video of just the kid holding the phone. It's just everything this kid is running into.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Pretty much right there.
I mean, I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
How it gets to that point.
You know, well, you just keep...
Is it easy?
Well, the parents added everything to the cart, so really it's their fault.
Yeah,
I know. All the things that they got delivered were things that they wanted.
Yes. Well, they had the things in their cart.
So the kid just hit the cart and check out by...
But if you're mom or dad and you've been shopping, why wouldn't you close out your phone before your kid gets the phone?
Well, let's see. Does your phone remember your password and everything? Because if you don't have it set up, you know, in a way where most people don't log out of Amazon every time they're on it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you can just get on.
See, I don't shop online, so I don't do any of that.
And Walmart doesn't have that, like, password protection thing when you check out. It just saves everything and you click buy.
Right, because they're hoping that you do that. They're so hoping that your kid does that. Oopsie.
I mean, I'm trying to imagine my granddaughter, I guess, who's
yes,
a little over 2 years old.
Yeah,
just sitting there going, buy, exactly. buy.
Check. Transfer.
Papa got a bunch of new furniture coming.
Right. Yeah,
from Walmart.
Transfer to cart. Yes, that's right.
Oh my God, those poor parents. Well, I guess the moral of the story is,
my gosh,
be careful, right?
Oh my God. Well, yes, it is. Just real quick, Mary Alice said my granddaughter ordered a $350 game system without her parents knowing. Okay, then. All right. Yep, it happens.
Come on, Mom and Dad.
Morty does it all the time.
I do.
His mom does it.
Dang, really. My kids.
How many months is Morty?
I know.
3,000.
His mom is still saying, geez, should have closed that out.
Lionel Richie is coming back to Vegas. He loves it here.
Yes, he does.
Especially over at the Wynn Encore Theater. You have a chance to win tickets. Here you go. All you have to do is complete the lyric. The phrase, I guess.
Yes, three out of three. You got to get them all.
Three out of three?
Got to get them all. I'll give you a bonus one if it looks like you can't get one.
All right.
Okay, how about that?
Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. A shot to win tickets. Lionel Richie back in Vegas, Encore Theater at the Wynn Las Vegas. Starting with caller number 9, good luck. We have Sandy on the phone. Sandy, 3 out of 3. All you have to do is finish the lyric. These are all Lionel Richie songs.
Sandy, do you know Lionel Richie's music?
I sure do. I love him.
Okay, good. Good. Okay.
All right, here we go. 3 out of 3, number 1.
Oh, what a feeling.
When we're dancing on the ceiling?
Yes. All right, number
good
2.
Good job. Say you.
Say me.
Oh,
good
and number
job.
3.
Tambolite se de moya.
All night long.
Are you serious?
Good,
no.
But that is not the correct lyric. Let's
Nobody's
try this
get that.
One, Sandra.
All right, your bonus one.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yes. Good job. I just tried to throw you with the tambolite se de moya.
What would have been the answer?
But you got it. Jamba Jambo.
Oh.
There
okay.
you go.
Hey, Jamba Jambo. Okay. You got the tickets. You're going to see Lionel Richie at the Wynn Las Vegas. By the way, for everybody else, there's a second chance to win on our contest page at 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, if you're at work right now in your cubicle, listen to this. A new employee asked the boss if he could decorate his cubicle. They said, you know, fine, do what you want.
Yes.
He went all out. He turned it into a faux cabin with wood paneling, a fake fireplace, a decal of a window with a view of a lake.
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's so cool.
We have to post the picture on our website.
It is awesome.
But how big is your cubicle?
Yeah, it's not very big. It's just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
What he did made it look kind of big.
It did. Yeah, it did. Yeah. It's so cool.
Woman's story about her boyfriend's very weird sleeping habit is going viral on the TikTok. She stayed at his place for the first time, found out he prefers sleeping on a, quote, nest of clothing instead of using a bed.
Such a guy. Translates to, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
That's what that is. No, I like sleeping on my clothes, honey.
My mattress is around here somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nest of clothing. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's just called dirty clothes after you sleep on it a couple times, and that's gross. That is.
Is that a red flag?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I mean,
this is your bed? Yes, it is, Morty. Yes.
Would you then say, hey, let's stay over at my place if we're going to spend the night together? Or do you drop the guy altogether?
Or just a big ew? Yeah, I'd do a big ew. I really would. That's gross to me. That's so gross to me.
Well,
I don't like clothes on the floor.
Uh-huh. Well, now it's gone viral, and who knows? Maybe they're living happily ever after.
Maybe so.
I doubt it, but...
slobs and like bed bugs. Good for you. You found your equal.
Uh-huh.
You found your equal. Listen to this. A Delta Airlines passenger. You know, we hear about this all the time. Facing 20 years in prison for acting out on a flight from Ireland to New York. Shane refused to comply with the mask mandate, so he threw empty cans at other passengers, mooned the flight attendant, and put a baseball cap on the captain. I don't even know how he did that, if he was just out there. He and his lawyer are refusing to comment at this juncture, but yeah, that's how you do it. Just, you know what, even you want to argue. You got to show them your butt. You got to throw things. Come on, you guys. Just be nice.
First of all, why are you throwing cans at me? I didn't do anything.
Exactly.
If you want to moon me, that's fine.
Not my rule, okay? It's the plane. It's the airline. Mm-hmm. Let it go. And check this story out. Woman fell out of a third-story window. This was in Japan. This was all on Friday. On her way down, she crashed into two men below. She was looking out her window at a man who had just fallen out of the roof. And she went, whoa! She was leaning out and fell out herself. And she fell on him and another guy that was looking from below.
No.
Boy.
So wait a second. So some guy higher than her on a floor above her.
Correct.
Falls out of a window.
Yep.
And as she's looking out, going.
She sees him go by and she's looking. And as she's looking, she loses her balance, falls out of her window. I don't know how they're building houses.
And hits another guy.
Hits another guy. Hits the guy who fell and another guy who's looking up at the time at the people falling, Mike. Yeah. Yes.
You're right. How are they building these?
Exactly. Is it that easy to fall out of a window in Japan? Quick story. It was a friend of a relative back in New York. You never get parking spaces, ever. You got to literally wait till someone dies.
Yeah.
Well, their neighbor had died, and they were moving the car. Family was moving the car. Yay, I'm going to get a parking space. And that happened. Somebody fell out of the window, clunked the car. My friend's car. Finally got the space, clunked the car, had to take it in for repairs, lost the parking space, never got it back because they don't just let those sit. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Monday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. This comes to us out of Tacoma, Washington. Just kind of a fun story. You know what? Amazon drivers, they usually just want to get done. Drop the package off, leave, get back in the car. Well, up there in Tacoma, Washington, a delivery driver named Eli, DJ Eli, he's going viral because of his dancing. A customer named Leah wrote that she wanted her driver to dance when they delivered her package. He read the instructions, said, all right, and he danced. He did the Dougie on her front lawn.
Didn't we talk about that earlier this morning when we were playing Flashdance? And one of the lines is, dancing throughout your life.
Right, right.
Dance your life away
dance
or something
right
like that.
Your life. Through your life.
Instead of walking these halls, we dance right through the halls.
I would love that. I see the Amazon drivers, and I get it. Mm-hmm. They want to drop it off, move on.
Right.
But you know what? Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I will leave it now. Do it. Dance for me.
If you have a feel-good story, go ahead. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.